Well done, Sean. I get it. By the way, that's the rarest of Beatles songs. Do you know why, Sean? I bet you don't.
I don't. I have no idea.
Courtney, do you know why?
No.
Curtis?
I do, but I don't want to ruin it.
Oh, wait. Can I take a stab?
Yes.
Was that because, no Lennon? Or is he not singing?
Correct. Who is singing?
Is that McCartney?
No.
Ringo.
Yes.
That was Ringo.
Well done, Wiggy.
Yes, that is why it is the rarest of songs.
Paul, so. John, Ringo,
yes.
And the other guy.
Great job by you. Not normally a musicologist when it comes to the classic rock.
No. Yeah, I mean the Beatles, though.
Wiggy has lost his mind I had to leave the studio during the break because he is infuriated by the comment that was made in Canton at the Hall of Fame ceremony about Bill Belichick.
It's rubbing me the wrong way.
Why? It's a joke.
First off, I'll say this. The fact that you're a writer and you're put into the Hall of Fame, I think is stupid in the
pro football. It's like a memorial award for football writers.
Yeah, I don't care. Have your own Hall of Fame somewhere, right?
Kind of is.
Yeah, leave the Hall of Fame for the players, the coaches, and you know what? I'll even give the owners in there because, have your own Writers Hall of Fame somewhere. The fact that you're getting put in for what? So if you're on the radio and I'm talking about the Bruins, do I get to be put into the NHL Hall of Fame as a contributor?
No, I don't think you do.
Well, Joe Castiglione's in Cooperstown.
This is a memorial award, though.
I don't care.
Okay. So you think Castig shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame?
Listen, I told you there should be a separate Hall of Fame.
It is separate. It's in the Hall of Fame, but it's not with the players.
Call it the Writers Hall of Fame.
Can you believe this?
Sports writer. You know how
they get? Like a bronze typewriter or something like
that? Have like the Sports Hall of Fame for writers and contributors.
You talk about a grinder. Wow.
Right. Stay out of the Hall of Fames. You actually got to perform
on the
field.
Don't pick on poor Bill.
No. If a guy would have said at his Hall of Fame induction speech, who just brought somebody up randomly, a female, and been like, well, you know what? I finally figured it out. It was my bank account wasn't big enough for her. People would be like, what a male chauvinist, you know?
Yeah, how is that similar to what she said?
She was like, I was too old for him at 28.
Right.
I was 28 at the time, and he just couldn't relate to a woman that old.
I'm like, stop it. Stop. That's like, you're there for your moment, and your moment is for what you've done in your career.
And she went viral very good way.
Well, it's so if somebody would have did that to Brady, would you have the same type of...
They did. They had a roast. They mocked him for 3 hours.
There's a difference between a roast and
this coming out of nowhere.
And your Hall of Fame induction speech where you just... Like, I could see if Bill was there and she goes, you know, Bill was such a great guy. He helped me out in my career. He did this. He did that.
Well, she obviously doesn't feel that way, though.
Right. Yes. And then
he was a dink to her, so she dunked on him. It's
but
life.
we would be crucifying people who go up there for their Hall of Fame speeches just to be like, this person was an a-hole. Like,
right. So from your perspective, no writers, no journalists in the Hall of Fame.
No, go get your Sports Hall of Fame.
And not
somewhere.
Everybody loved it because Jordan Hudson was retweeting people that didn't think it was funny.
Oh, that didn't think it was funny. Oh, of course she was.
She probably should have said, at least my man could still get it up, Mary Kay Cabot.
Well, I don't know how that would... That would fit into it.
That's probably why.
You're very
angry. I'm angry about this. With you. I don't get it.
Because
about somebody taking a shot at your guy, Bill.
No.
Bill released you and told other teams not to sign you.
I don't care about that. There's two things. A, it wasn't relevant to the moment. And it's for
her. It is. It's her career. And her first coach she
So why did she crap on every other coach?
Because they weren't douches to her.
I hear what Wiggy's saying because that's the reason. Like, she knew it would be a viral moment. She decided to take her shot at Bill. And sure, she gets the last laugh. But it does take away, I think, from her career.
From her moment. You sound bitter, old, and petty.
You're talking about Bill again?
No, I'm talking about her. Right? If Bill had his Hall of Fame induction speech, and then goes on to
It's kind of like writing a book and not putting a word in about Robert Kraft.
And then goes on to criticize, how Kraft was such like whatever, horrible owner and didn't like him. It just like, it looks like petty.
Bill Belichick is a Hall of Fame coach. And if there was a Hall of Fame of petty people, he would be the leading candidate.
In the moment, if a player was to do that and crap on Brady, you would be like, that is just so wrong for a player at their Hall of Fame induction speech to crap on Brady, who's not even there for no reason. No. It's just, it's stupid, man.
Good morning, Greg.
All right.
does hit a nerve, though.
Let's get back to the news.
Sorry, Greg.
Karen Reed's legal team has subpoenaed several government agencies, including the Mass State Police and the Norfolk County District Attorney's Office. They want records concerning witnesses who testified in the criminal trial. They want fired Massachusetts State Trooper Michael Proctor, and they want materials related to the federal investigation of John O'Keefe's death, as well as communication between the DA's office and federal authorities about the Sandra Birchmore case.
Interesting. I have booked a guest on this breaking news for tomorrow's show.
How close are they to it?
A brilliant legal mind in the form of Alan Jackson, who will join us on tomorrow's show at 8:20.
Could we do a Jackson v. Jackson segment on something?
Yes, of course we can.
On law, because isn't his Jackson's girl?
Yes.
A fiance's a lawyer.
Yes. Yeah. Ooh, I like it.
Life Jacks. Or
Jackson here with another life jack.
So Alan Jackson, who was on the legal team defending Karen Reed in both trials, will join us on the show tomorrow at 8:20.
All right.
If anybody has questions, whatever, send them my way in the DMs.
All boats should be capable of being submarines.
We can ask him about that. We can ask Alan Jackson.
No, I don't want to waste a single moment with him.
Yes.
But you got a lot of questions for him.
I have a lot. Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, if you get an order to go, we talked about it at the beginning of the show, but if you missed it and it's not right when you get home, what do you do? How angry are you? Do you call the place? Do you go back? If you go back, that's kind of a lame move in my
mind.
You think
so?
If you go home, if you pick up, you drive home, it's wrong, and then you drive back.
I mean,
you're so fragile.
Like, take a look at me. I just eat it. Like,
it depends
how wrong it is.
Right.
Well, if you got, like, let's go, like, we have to go with one. Let's say Italian sub.
Okay. Yep.
And you get home and you don't like hots and it has hots on it.
All right.
Are you just taking the hots off?
Yeah, just scoop them out.
That's fine.
Okay.
If you ordered an Italian sub and they gave you a steak and cheese.
Right.
Like, then it's like, okay, maybe you have an issue.
Just eat it.
Very
few subs that I won't eat. I don't care what's in them.
Usually I'm like, oh, sign from the universe. I shouldn't be eating this. I'll go grab myself a little yogurt.
If I ordered a chicken parm and they gave me a tuna fish sub, I would be, you know, in the car right there. Because if you ordered a chicken cutlet sandwich and they gave you an Italian sub.
I'm not driving back.
So what are you doing?
I mean, I guess you made a good point earlier. I guess I would call, but I probably wouldn't even do that. I'd probably give it to Tonto.
You wouldn't eat?
I would get something at home. Mm-hmm. Well, a guy in New Jersey attacked two deli workers with a box cutter on Thursday because he was still angry about a wrong order sandwich from 4 years ago.
Excuse me?
Sounds like Mary Kate Cabot.
four years ago. He waited and he calculated and he waited. He was waiting for the exact right moment to get revenge. And the people still work at the deli 4 years later.
It's two brothers who own it and they work there. Okay. Now it seems like he was there.
Is that Gresh? Really?
And he ordered a meal and included in the meal was a hot dog. And he did not receive the hot dog in the meal. Okay. So it set him off. He started arguing with the woman and said she forgot to give me the hot dog. The two owners were like, well, here's your hot dog and you can have your money back. Like, let's just go. And that's when he pulled out the knife. He stabbed one of them in the chest.
Wow.
The other one in the arm.
I mean, that's very aggressive response.
Crazy.
But
we go to 0 to 100 faster than ever today, man.
So they actually gave him a hot dog. Like, he literally came in there and said, hey, it was 4 years ago that I got screwed.
No. So he went in, made an order.
Yep.
This is current day.
Yeah.
They forgot a hot dog part of this order.
Okay.
Set him off a bit. He said, I want my hot dog. They're like, here's your hot dog. Here's your money. And he's like, no, 4 years ago, you guys screwed up my sandwich order. And that's when he went ballistic.
Yeah.
So
he gave him one more chance.
Yes.
That's the problem.
Correct.
They screwed up again.
Yeah. Now both victims are expected to make a full recovery. Okay. Thank God. Right. We can hear from the friend of the victims, Monir Simran.
Every time they make him happy, he's looking for another problem. He's just looking for problem. He's like nuts, crazy. He say he's allergic with the eggplant, and he told him, you give me that eggplant in my sandwich, and my stomach was bothering me and stuff like that. Why you finish the sandwich? Why you come back like 4 years later asking for, like, why?
Great question.
Sounds like this guy's trying to get free food all the time.
You didn't like the sandwich, right? But you finished the sandwich.
You ate that sandwich.
Oh, that's a real problem.
There was
you liked
a,
that when it was going down.
There was a former broadcaster in the area. They did TV and some radio spots. Mm-hmm.
Big
they
Bruins
were known.
Fan.
They were known for going to, I believe, Buff's Pub and ordering wings. And then eating almost all of them and saying, this isn't what I ordered.
And then complaining about them afterwards?
Yep.
Dale here.
Nope. Wasn't Dale.
Huh. Was what, were they Dale. On television or radio?
Both.
Or,
well, more television than radio.
More television.
Ooh.
Oh, really? Interesting.
But they were on this station a little bit.
Oh, how'd they do that, though?
Really? Interesting.
But that was like...
Did they do a lead on Africa?
No, no. Razor would never do that. No. But no, that was like what they were known for doing.
Really?
I think they got kicked out at the end of... Anyways.
Yeah.
The pet water monitor lizard we talked about,
yes.
Goose, the Goose, name Goose, yes. Has been captured.
Oh, they yes. captured the, Goose over
yeah,
the
after 2 weeks.
Thank God. That thing is 5 feet long. Did you know that?
Yeah. Look at the photo of him.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was around all Massachusetts, Connecticut.
Yeah.
They were found. They found Goose unharmed, but Goose will not be making a return to his owners.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he will now live at RRS Oasis. It's a nonprofit animal sanctuary for reptiles.
Can you put your hand in and pet Goose in the touch tank?
Maybe.
Yeah, go ahead. Try that.
Try that.
They probably talk to Goose in the morning and say, hey, Goose, we got some kids coming by. Don't bite anybody.
Okay.
I don't know who this lovely lady is, but I believe you guys will. Actress Lonnie Anderson has died at the age of 79.
Yes. Of course the old heads know her.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She was married to Burt Reynolds.
For a bit, and then wrote a book about it.
She did, yeah.
Yeah.
And of course she starred on WKRP in Cincinnati. You probably have no. Oh, see, this is how old that. Shime, have you ever seen WKRP?
No clue.
Curtis, please tell me you have.
I have not.
Oh, I'm so ancient.
Have you, Wiggy?
I've seen it. I don't like know a ton of it. It's a show about basically a radio station.
Yes.
And then like...
Yes. Yeah. And she played like the boss's assistant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lonnie Anderson.
Yeah, I knew what the show was. I haven't seen like a ton of episodes.
Well, according to her publicist, she died at a L.A. hospital following a prolonged illness. So.
I feel like I know her from that, but I feel like I know her more from being married to Burt Reynolds for some reason. Yeah.
Personal question for you, but is the 2 week birthday celebration over?
Yes.
It is.
I think it is, yeah.
Because I think it should be a month. Well, Lindsay deserves that.
I think we've done all that we need to do.
Okay, well, if you're looking for one more Labubu, because I know Lindsay likes the Labubus, the most expensive one in the world just sold.
How much was that?
$10,500 on eBay.
Wow, I feel the same way about this that I feel about Pokemon cards. Like, what makes a Labubu worth $10,500? Never mind the ridiculous amount of money that they get for them anyway at the start.
Greg is a great businessman. You know that things are what people are willing to pay for them.
I understand that, Chime. But are you willing to pay $10,500 for that?
No. I'm not, no. But some idiot is. Yeah.
But it's like it was a Vans collab. And so somebody who loves Vans, I guess.
This is a story I literally don't understand a single component of. I don't get anything. I don't get who's interested. I don't get why it started. I don't know why it's here. Yeah. I don't know how big these things are.
They're very tiny. They're like about this tall.
Yeah, they can hang off your purse.
Yeah,
or your belt
just,
loop.
Like she hangs hers off of her backpack or whatever. Yeah. If you're going to, or you could do it off a purse. You're
yes.
Like
it's like a charm.
Yeah, kind of. A little bigger than a charm. I know one of my friends just got like a Dior. She was gifted a Dior Labubu. So I thought when I saw $10,500, it was like some designer, you know, Prada, whatever. This, like Vans, was shocking to me. This one in particular came out in 2023 and sold for $85. So.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like, at least you can maybe put it somewhere, and who knows, maybe in 50 years.
That's what they told us about Beanie Babies.
Pokemon's
doing great.
Yeah, Pokemon's doing. But remember all the jackasses invested in NFTs? And they were spending like hundreds of thousands of dollars on a...
Yeah, at least this is a physical item.
On a,
Greg owns in the metaverse, in the sandbox.
Yes, like a Bape Ape. Oh, yeah.
Eamon has six...
Hey, I want to live in the metaverse.
Eamon has six jobs thanks to Greg.
Didn't Justin Bieber buy one for like $1 million?
Yeah.
Like,
they're coming back. The NFTs are coming back.
They never really arrived.
Look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is like right behind... Over the weekend, I think, like, whatever the most valuable corporations in the U.S. are, Apple, Microsoft,
Nvidia.
Whatever. Bitcoin is like fourth. Like it's unbelievable.
But do you own Bitcoin?
No, I don't own any Bitcoin.
That's but like the NFTs, like that was all we talked about for
what
like
was that
months.
Monkey thing you had, Greg?
It's a bape. Bape ape.
Not Bitcoin.
The apes.
Yeah, the apes.
I put that on Brees. Like
hey, what is Bitcoin?
That was Brees. Brees was handling that whole investment strategy. And you know, it hasn't worked out yet the way we thought it was going to. But
ain't over.
We're holding it.
Can I also just give a massive congratulations to Brees' best friend, Rob?
Oh, yes.
Engaged Rob. Over the weekend to Victoria.
Rob and Victoria.
They both are on the Next Gen board for the Greg Hill Foundation.
Great people.
The
great
best. People. Two of the nicest people in the world.
Can I throw out another quick non sequitur?
Yes.
Stopped at a place in Hanover yesterday. JC's. Courtney, you and I talk about the blizzard similarity things that different ice cream places have. Yes. It's a nor'easter. It was the best. Including Dairy Queen, including any other ice cream spot, the best Blizzard-style ice cream I have ever had.
Ooh, really? What's it called?
JC's in Hanover.
Okay.
My old neck of the woods.
Yeah, awesome.
Mm. Jap going to see my post on the greatest cream cheese schmear in the history of schmears.
Yep, pop-up bagel.
Yep.
Did you try it?
I haven't been, no. It looks great.
It's a blueberry crumble cake. Cream cheese schmear.
It looked very good.
Available limited time only, but and I consumed most of it over the weekend.
You're very lucky you live upstairs.
It's the best cream cheese. I've never had anything that tastes. It tastes exactly like a blueberry crumble cake.
Those bagels insane. Are fire.
Yeah,
straight up.
They're crack.
I ain't.
They really are.
The guy brought them in the other day. I was like, man, these things here are spectacular. They are really
is that what
good. Yes, I was like, damn.
They're so warm when you get them.
Like, you don't like, you know, and I'm going to throw my bagel in the toaster guy.
Yeah.
But these bagels.
So's Courtney.
Before you know it, you've gone through three of them. They're crack.
Yeah, you got to be careful with those things. I've never had multiple bagels. Yeah, generally I eat one. But with those, you could easily eat two bagels, three bagels all day long.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Because I prefer to talk about sports.
They're crack.
Let's get to what is trending right now with Courtney.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox sweep the Astros in their weekend series, leapfrogging the Yankees to take that number two spot in the AL East. Now just three games back from the Blue Jays. It was 6-1 the final yesterday with Lucas Giolito going eight innings, giving up a run on three hits while striking out four. Here's Alex Cora talking about Giolito from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
That was really good. Good fastball command. Was able to get his four-seamer up, mix up his slider to the righties, play good defense behind him. We're joking because he's not a morning person. He's not. And that's his second one, right? The one in Washington and the one today. He's been amazing. So AM Geo, you know, he was really good.
All right, AM Geo.
Yep. You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. The Royals now in town for the Sox. 7:10 first pitch from Fenway with Brian Bayo taking the mound. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. We've got Pat's practice today. That'll kick off at 10:15. We'll hear from Mike Vrabel before that at 10. And there's a lot to love about driving a 2025 Subaru Crosstrek. Buy a 2025 Subaru Crosstrek with 1.9% financing for up to 63 months on select models or lease for just $269 per month. Details and authorized Subaru retailers at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending. We'll be right back.
I need to get to that Scheim is a fraud text, which came in during the break. So we'll do that after we open up the Window World of Boston WEEI weather window and allow our weather smoke to poke his head outside. All right, Curtis, what do you see out there today?
Oh, sports talk. Lots of it. 71 degrees, beautiful morning in Boston. Going to be up to mid to upper 80s today.
Mm.
Going to be more temperate the rest of the week, and sunset right at 8 o'clock tonight, so enjoy it, because after that, we're not going to have an 8 o'clock sunset until 2026.
How is the extended forecast for my vacation next week? Could you look ahead on that for me?
Nantucket, 100% chance of Greg being cheap.
Oh.
No,
you want Nantucket next week?
Yeah, I'm off next week. I'm off Friday of this week and next week.
So will you be there over the weekend?
Like, what, the following weekend?
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's when I'm going.
Oh, okay. Well, I probably won't then.
You're supposed to help me with a reservation.
Oh, yeah, I'll take care of that.
Yeah, thank you.
I will
almost too relatable. Yeah, Greg, relatable. That's about 7 days of vacation. Very close together.
No. It's five. It's really five.
It's six.
And one, 6 days.
And then you were off last week.
That's seven flexes. Right. I haven't.
You mocked me for missing 2 weeks. That's 3 days short.
It's not.
Get him, Carly.
No, that is
yo,
not.
You know how we do things around here.
Anywhere. It's not even in the same stratosphere.
Flex it up, brother.
It doesn't matter if you're at home or in Hawaii. A day off is a day off.
Yeah.
We all deserve them.
You could get a whole house full of windows installed for $99 a month from Window World of Boston. So go to windowworldofboston.com. 781 text, listening late on the app. Thank you for that. AUDACY, Odyssey app. You can find us there and elsewhere. Shime conveniently neglected to mention Drake's interceptions during his lead. Yes, he did.
What do you mean? Yes. We talked about it when Courtney mentioned it in trending.
Yeah, he didn't mention it in his lead. It took my trending.
It was left out of your lead about Drake when you were gushing about Drake May.
I wasn't even gushing about Drake May. I was talking about the offensive line and the receivers. I didn't even bring up Drake May. But if you want me to bring up Drake May, I'd be happy to. Okay, he had two interceptions during the scrimmage, one of which bounced off Stephon Diggs' hands, and the other one was a miscommunication with his rookie wide receiver, which is on Drake May. Totally unacceptable later in the season.
I can't necessarily put that on him because I'd have to know what the route combination was. Was it more Kyle Williams who screwed it up, or was it Drake May? So, that one would still be out. I would have to have been there to see what the miscommunication was. You know, if, for example, the wide receiver Kyle Williams is supposed to go down the middle of the field and he breaks his route off, that's more on the receiver than it is on Drake May.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but Drake May hasn't thrown an interception at practice leading up to that scrimmage, had he?
Not at all.
Oh, okay, no, cool. Not at all.
The X, the Z, vertical routes.
Right, we got to go through the route tree.
Yes.
We'll see a little bit of him, I'm sure, Friday night, right?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. How much are these guys going to play? First preseason game, I used to know what it was with the four preseason games. The first one, you got a little bit, and then you kind of got a little bit in the second one. And the third preseason game is where you saw the veterans for the most part. But now it's completely different with three preseason games. I feel like sometimes you don't even see these guys at all.
Right. So, I think the Wednesday, the joint practice is where you get much more work from your skill guys, especially the quarterback, because you can make everything the same except the quarterback is never in danger.
Right.
So you'll see.
But there's only one of those this year, which is.
Right. That's this week against the Commanders.
Right. Well, usually you have like, 3 days of that, whatever. So now that's something different. So how much? It's only one day. I get what you're saying, Curtis. You can control the environment when it comes to the physicality and protect guys from getting hurt. But I think it'll be more interesting to see. I don't really need to see Drake May as much.
You want to see Will Campbell.
I want to see Will Campbell. I want to see maybe what some of these other I don't really need to see Steph Diggs. Like, I kind of know what he can do. What will these other guys kind of look like?
I have a camp query that falls into this conversation, yes. Greg, if you're interested.
Yes.
Going back to the draft, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. Would any of you draft it differently today? And if the Patriots had Jaden Daniels, how much, if at all, would it affect your win total for this season?
Mm.
Well, I like Jaden Daniels, so.
Yeah, but I do too, Wiggy, but I don't know how successful he would have been on this team last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that you'd know that Jaden Daniels exists.
That's a good point. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
because this team was such a disaster last year. Right. I think Curtis is right. I would definitely redraft that. Personally, I would go Drake, Jaden, Caleb Williams. Personally.
Wow.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, why would you do that? Because if you don't know, because if you're saying you don't know who the quarterback is going to be, I guess you would be redrafting only based off of kind of what you know they did in college.
Exactly, and that's how I had them, or not exactly how I had them ranked in college. But I just I've seen enough of Caleb Williams to know that Drake May and Jaden Daniels are better than him.
Caleb Williams was good in college, so that is.
I know, but I've seen enough in the NFL, even on their limited amount of time they've had, that they're both better than Caleb Williams.
Well, then I would say if you've seen enough in the NFL, wouldn't you then say Jaden Daniels is ahead of Drake May?
Doesn't Caleb also look like trash during training camp right now, too?
No, they said he's actually looked pretty good.
Oh,
there was a video of him throwing a fit
after
a bad pass. But Wiggy, well, 100%.
He's jerk forward. I mean, he's always been kind of jerk forward.
That's kind of how I like my emotion chicken sometimes,
forward.
Too.
Huh? He's emotional.
Jerk forward.
Well, yeah, I mean,
he's emotional.
Emotional. Yeah.
Well, he's got Ben Johnson. Well,
he also wanted like equity in the.
Yeah,
team.
That was
that was his dad.
Yeah, that was him shooting for the stars.
Yeah, it was his dad making a play.
He was the one who said it. So,
Jaden Daniels' mom was making news the other day.
Oh, she's always
showing up at all the interviews and on set.
She's always there. She's definitely a momager.
But, she doesn't want him dating, right? Still.
Well, she kind of just wants to make sure that people laying out just to get his money, which is cool.
There's that video of Caleb Williams, by the way, on Twitch.
Yeah.
Misses a bunch of throws.
Yeah.
Like, that's bad.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean,
it's hot. It was red hot. Those square boxes are hot to throw in.
Tough.
Oh, man.
He doesn't hit one of them.
You're not close.
You're a professional
quarterback. That's embarrassing.
Yeah. Looks like that dude from The Guardians bouncing pitches while he's trying to win bets.
Emmanuel Classe.
But it's like, if you thought those throws were bad, watch my reaction.
Yeah. But he's going to have Ben Johnson this year, right? Haven't we raved about him?
I love Ben Johnson. I hope that Ben Johnson makes him better, but from what I have seen, I am not super confident.
Ben Johnson made
it'd be a lot better if
Jared
you just
Goff
called him by his last
but
name.
But I think Jared Goff's like, okay. Like, I mean, he was good with McVay. He was good with Ben Johnson. I think as long as he has an infrastructure, Goff is, like, good. He's not great. But
it's not really fair to Drake May, but based on what you've seen of the two of them, me and Jaden Daniels, would you prefer to have Jaden Daniels?
Yeah. Right. I would prefer to have Jaden Daniels.
What about the age? Does that impact it at all? Daniels is going to be turning 25 this season. He's two years older than Drake May.
Not really. Not that anybody's like Brady, so don't get it twisted. But quarterbacks can still be 35 years old and still be very productive. I mean, how old is Matthew Stafford? I mean, isn't he like 37 or 30?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so I look at – see, and Shai makes a good point. I don't know what Jaden Daniels would be if he was in New England last year with Mayo and Alex Van Pelt, and what Drake May would look like if he was with Cliff Kingsbury in Washington. But this year we have a better – we have a real way to judge them, because you'll get to see Drake May with, we all believe, a competent – coaching staff.
But from week one, like, there was that nonsense last year. Yeah. What, Curtis?
I would also say, though, like, Jaden Daniels went to a organization that was a punchline and changed everything. Like,
right, but he went with a new coach.
Well, but Dan Quinn was a kind of a goofball.
Yeah, right? He had gone to a Super Bowl, Curtis.
And Cliff Kingsbury has always been a good play caller.
I don't know. To
he
me,
didn't go to Chicago, who was Chicago. was an absolute
dumpster fire. Matt Eberflus.
Yes.
And Shane Waldron, who Jackson Smith and Jigba, prior to the season, was asked about him as the former offensive coordinator in Seattle. And he goes, are we on live TV? And when he was told yes, he goes, oh, yeah, he's a good guy.
So I would just, going back to last season, nobody had the Commanders in the playoffs.
No, not in the playoffs. No.
And he was great. He was even great in the playoffs. Like, he was a revelation last year. So I would take Jaden, Drake, and then Caleb Williams third. But
if you were Caleb Williams, you probably were like, man, I would rather go to New England and play for Mayo and Van Pelt than play for the jabronis I got out in Chicago.
I mean, we all allow ourselves to be changed because of how great he was and how the playoff run and all that. Like, nobody was sitting around going, ooh, Dan Quinn, what a hire. Right. We laughed about it.
Well,
we said, how could Dan Quinn get a job and Bill Belichick couldn't?
They're all going to be in a position. I think, obviously, Jaden Daniels is ahead of everybody because of what he did last year. But they're all going to be in a position where they have good coaches, head coaches, and they have good offensive coordinators with Drake May and even in Chicago with Caleb Williams.
Text from Connecticut. Ken Laird was spot on.
Ah, here we go.
Joe Milton is better than May. He's tearing it up in Dallas.
Joe Milton is a huge star in Dallas right now.
Yeah, huge, tearing up that practice squad.
Huge Vrabel screw up is what that texter says.
Joe Milton's not going to start a game. Like, it's let's relax.
That gets hurt a lot, so you might be able to see Joe Milton. And if Joe Milton does look good and Drake May struggles, you'll definitely Ken will be on the top of that soapbox beating the drum.
CBS Dallas story this morning. Mighty Joe Milton, Cowboys backup QB, enjoying new surroundings. Mm. They're all over the Joe Milton story. Yeah.
Good for them.
No.
They have a lot bigger things to worry about in Dallas.
Well, Jerry Jones said over the weekend that that's not a worry at all. It's no problem. It's just a guy who's, you know, just trying to negotiate in public. So,
Wiggy, why is the players' union so weak? They had one thing in their holster.
Presidents out there at the strip clubs.
Wiggy, you guys had one thing, which was don't show up.
Yeah,
and then you're made whole. They literally said, "Never mind, we can't hold out, and we're going to lose our money, and we cannot receive funding for that." Like, you get the franchise tag was supposed to be for the players. Now it's the biggest weapon used against them.
Yeah, but I think with the franchise tag, like it was the guaranteed money that Arsley, you know, just got in the player's head for the franchise tag, because the franchise tag is not what you want as a player. You don't want that because you don't want to roll the dice. And then if you get hurt, I know you get the guaranteed money, but that 80, 90, 100 million in guaranteed money has all now gone out the window.
But is he pissed off enough at Jerry Jones that he really wants out of there, or is it truly just?
I think he
is just negotiating.
No, I think the only way you can know for sure is if teams inquire about Micah Parsons or Terry McLaurin.
Well, they should be.
I think everybody should be.
Yeah. If you're Micah Parsons, I mean, you're looking at this. It is a slap in the face. They've been having these negotiation talks for a bit, and wouldn't you rather him than even Dak Prescott on your team? Like, he is the star of that franchise.
You could argue he's the best defensive player in the league. Like, if I'm New England, I'm calling both organizations, and Dallas, I would be like, all right, you want multiple first-round picks for Micah Parsons, let's do it. And I'll give Micah Parsons the highest-paid deal. In 3 years, he's got like 50-plus sacks. He's like, you know, top of the league. And if you're Terry McLaurin, you're the same way. And the thing about the Terry McLaurin situation, I don't get. It's mind-blowing to me, especially in Washington. You already know what the market is for a guy like him.
Yeah.
Because there's been plenty of receivers that have done contracts where you know, like, okay, we understand what the market is for a 29-year-old wide receiver who's pretty good. So we should be able to get that done.
And you have a quarterback on a rookie contract for like 4 more years.
Right. Micah Parsons is a little bit different. Yeah, I know TJ Watt just got the new money, but Micah Parsons...
Miles Garrett. Money.
Right, but he has to set the market because he has to be above Miles Garrett.
Yeah. All right. Hill Notes. We're going to play the best ones back in about 45 minutes or so, around 9:20. So you can still leave one of those on the Odyssey app on any topic. I would like to thank today's Dress Greg partner. It is the Stadium Theater and Performing Arts Center in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. I'm wearing their shirt today. As long as you're willing to donate $100 to the Greg Hill Foundation, I will wear any article of clothing. Just go to the Greg Hill Foundation and look for Dress Greg and do that. They have some upcoming shows down there, Curtis. Wayne Newton, Air Supply, and countless tribute bands. If you want to go to maybe we should go see Air Supply at the Stadium Theater.
Who has had more work done on their face, Wayne Newton or Tom Brady?
I think it's still Wayne Newton,
yeah.
I would think. Excellent in the vacation films, though.
Spectacular.
We will be right back. Well, East Boston PD checking in, Scheim, and it's not good for you.
What?
Wiggy's guy, Joey, says that you're being fraudulent again.
Yeah.
About what?
With regard to Drake May and to carrying the water for him.
Yeah, I'll even send the, I guess it was reported by Phil Perry that the Steph Diggs interception, the ball was actually tipped by Kobe Minor before it got to Diggs.
Oh.
And then so defense tips it, then it goes off of Diggs' hands.
Yeah, that's on Drake May.
Yeah, because you got to be.
Sean was trying to blame that on Steph Diggs.
Yeah, you got to be able to throw around that defender.
I talked to Mego on Saturday on the show and asked about that interception, and she said, "Yeah, it was off Steph Diggs' hands." So
I'll send you the report in the group chat.
Hey, I was just talking to somebody who was there. That's
seems
all.
Like he said, she said.
Courtney, no. I just sent, I know. In the group chat.
I'm saying
that he is Phil Perry.
Oh, they've seen it differently.
A quick question, Greg. How loud was the booing and who was it directed at? I don't want to re-scratch an itch with Mego and Courtney, but you never know.
I never said he got booed either.
So she's just got to make sure when she's doing it, either it was tipped by a defender or it wasn't. Because that's very big.
It is very
important. When we're deciding on who's to blame for the interception.
Well, I mean, the guy was interception free until he got to the
until
scrimmage.
He played in a game.
In a scrimmage that didn't matter.
None of this matters.
No, exactly. It really doesn't.
Been my point all training camp.
How about the pad level?
I think it does matter.
If it's your point all training camp, Shime, why do you get so worked up about
right.
it? Like, if it doesn't matter, why are we raising voices?
I'm not worked up at all.
You
I haven't
seem
been worked
very
up
worked
all.
Up about it.
No, I think it
Courtney,
does matter.
I haven't been worked up for a second.
Because that was one of Drake May's issues last year was the turnovers. So it does matter that, you know, you want him to be clean, right? You want him to be able to throw around second-level defenders. You want him to be able to find windows and elude some of those D linemen so the ball don't get tipped at the line of scrimmage. You know, if one kid isn't, if Kyle Williams is running the wrong route, okay. Or if the ball does hit a guy in the hands and it bounces up and somebody intercepts it, then you could say, all right, that's not on him. But if you had a lot of turnovers last year, you don't want to hear that he has more turnovers this offseason. Hmm.
All right. It appears that one of the benefactors of this radio show, the great Ernie Bach, has called this morning. Ernie, hello?
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Ernie?
Well, you know, I heard the little interstitial, the little Aerosmith piece that you did in between the breaks,
yes.
which is always good. You know,
yes.
it's great. But I called because Joe Perry is playing at the Bach Center.
Oh.
August 19th.
The great guitarist from Aerosmith, one of the all-time great guitarists, definitely in my top 20 all-time, Joe Perry.
With Brad Whitford.
Brad is
in the band.
Uh-huh.
And the two guys from Stone Temple Pilots, Robert and Eric, bass and drums.
Chris Robinson. The DeLeo brothers?
Well, one of the DeLeo brothers.
Okay.
And then the drummer is Eric. And then Chris Robinson is singing from the Black Crowes. It's going to be a great show.
Wow, that sounds like an unbelievable show. When is it?
It's August 19th, but what's cool about it is, you know, it's at my theater.
Yes.
And I know the band. Mm-hmm. And as a side note, I'm going to be on the road with them for 14 days. So they're not really doing any meet and greets on the tour.
Yes.
But they're at my theater, and I'm going to somehow get Joe to meet the people who we're going to give away tickets. Two tickets to the show and meet Joe Perry.
Right now?
Ooh. Yep, let's do it.
Okay. So if you are caller number 9 on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you get two tickets to see the Joe Perry Project with legendary artists joining him. And you're going to arrange a meet and greet, is what you're telling us, Ernie.
Yeah, somehow, whether it's I'll figure it out. It will happen.
Okay,
that's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
That's a good theater to see a show in too.
Yeah, and Joe Perry, that's rock royalty. Joe Perry is Aerosmith is rock royalty. I'm surprised. Did you hear any of Steven Tyler singing at the at Ozzy's last show, Ernie?
Absolutely, saw the whole thing. It was incredible. I think everybody agrees that he was amazing.
He sounded great, and I feel like that band, they should still be playing.
How old is he now?
What, Steven Tyler?
Yeah.
Oh God, how old is he, Ernie? Now we're getting into jinx.
They're all in their 70s, right?
Because he still looks
77.
No, I don't know.
Yeah. He is 77 years old.
Steven Tyler is 77.
Yeah. He looks younger than that.
But I thought
now you're being. I mean, you're very nice to all people. I don't know. Does he look?
Yeah, I think he looks younger than
that. He does.
But I thought he had the health issues. So,
well, there, that's yeah, why that's what happens when you get into your 70s.
I mean, right, but is the health issue something to do with his voice? That's why I thought he couldn't.
He just sounds great. He sounded unbelievable to me.
Well-rested, right, so, incredible.
Yeah. Okay, so call now. I see a bunch of callers, and we'll set you up, and Ernie will take care of you. And Ernie, we are due on. Are you joining us for the Jimmy Fund Radiothon? We're due on having you on the show.
I am. Like I said, I'm going to be on the road with Joe. But okay. I know that we're going to be in Boston that morning. Okay. So I will be there.
Okay, fantastic. All right. There's the great Ernie Bach. Ernie, thank you, and we will be right back.